This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think there's a perception that maybe Woods loves all the tier ones more than I do.
That's true.
It's not true.
It's absolutely.
And I'm about to prove that it's not true.
It's absolutely true.
It's not true. Welcome back, Ben and Woods. 7 o'clock hour here on 97.3 The Fan. And the reason why I know it's not true is Goat Hill Park is a special place for me. It's like my beloved golf course, my community where I play my tournaments with all my people. And this year, I am opening up my sacred place to all the Tier 1s for our Ben and Woods Open. That's how much I love the Tier 1s. That we're taking our tournament to Goat Hill Park, my special place. Why are you collapsing over in death? You don't think that this was a big moment for me?
So when we... when we frequently tell the listeners that we don't plan something... We just kind of go into a segment, we figure it out, we'll wing it. This is one of those things that we didn't plan.
Yeah, I did not know that was coming.
That's the announcement.
If you like them so much, why don't you invite them over to your house?
This is more special than my house, and I've got more room at Goat Hill Park. So
yes, we whittled it down to Goat Hill Park from a long list of one. And yes, it happens to be Goat Hill. We all love Goat Hill. But that is your special place.
It is.
Now, with that comes a lot more pressure for people to act right. You know, the tier ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just know that Ben's going to be watching you out there. Like a hawk.
So just want to let everybody know that the third annual-ish, the Chrome Tour third annual-ish Ben and Woods Open is coming to Goat Hill Park in Oceanside on June 19th. We've got a date. We got the course reserved. We've got some good plans for everybody to have a really good time. If you have played in either of our first two tournaments, hopefully you will be back, and hopefully you enjoyed yourself the first couple of times around. We're doing a pair of flights. Again, Goat Hill Park is a little bit smaller of a venue than previous, so we have two flights, one in the morning at 8 a.m. and one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Shotgun starts with four-person scrambles. You can either sign up individually, a couple of people together, or just get a whole foursome when you sign up to play with your friends. We'll have prizes. We're going to have food, drinks, special features on the course. And we are once again going to be doing it for charity. And this time, since John Ashworth and Goat Hill Park are going to be hosting it, the North County Junior Golf Program is near and dear to his heart. It is based out of Goat Hill Park now.
What do they do?
So they are the organization that basically promotes golf for kids in North San Diego County and puts on tournaments and sets it up with all the courses. I grew up going through the North County Junior Golf Program, playing all summer long in different tournaments. It got me into a love of the game that has lasted, obviously, my entire lifetime. And they just want to get more kids into the sport and help grow it. And, you know, it also helps build character as well. They've got some great programs at Goat Hill, including their caddy program, an academy, a leadership academy that it ends up. There's some college scholarships that go along with it as well. So we're going to be supporting that cause. But mostly we're out there and we want the tier ones to have a good time and join us if they can. It's a Wednesday. It's June 19th, and you know, if you have to take the day off, I know some people already have the day off. It's a holiday now, and I think in California, even a federal holiday now as well. So hopefully you have a chance to get away either in the morning or in the afternoon and join us for the Ben and Woods Open this year.
Yeah, keep, Can't wait. We're not even playing this year. We just want to be hanging out with you guys and riding around. And, you know, Ben is going to have a special hole there. We're going to call it Ben Higgins Glory Hole. And it there is where you find your glory.
There it was. Yep. Glory hole.
Hole number 9.
I think so, yeah.
You'll be doing some closest to the pin stuff there.
Beat the non-pro, essentially.
Yeah, beat the non-pro and get the glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Callaway's got some great prizes and giveaways. We've got food, as I said, beverages. So please, if you'd like to join us, Paulie is going to put the link out on our social media channels.
It is out.
It is out.
It's on X. It's on
Instagram. Start signing up.
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
If you don't, it's on the YouTube chat now. I'll put it in the link of the YouTube video.
Get your asses in there and sign up, please.
If you want to just go to Instagram or find our account, hit the link in the bio. It's got our link tree, and the Ben and Woods Open is right there at the top.
Yeah, and you know, a couple buddies text me, hey, I don't play golf, but I'd love to hang out with you guys. Come on down. You don't have to buy a ticket for that. You can just come out and hang out. And it's a really cool place. It's very low-key. It's not your typical golf course. You don't have to tuck your shirt in. You don't even have to wear a shirt, really. I'd like you to.
But T-shirts are fine.
T-shirts are fine. Yeah. Shorts are fine. Whatever you want. Flip-flops. It's very low-key and loose, and we're going to have a lot of fun that day.
Just respect the course, and we'll have no problems.
Respect the course.
You play music. Everyone's playing music out there. Yeah. It's not Bushwood Country Club. It's not stodgy at all.
It's the opposite of that. And it's a really special day for us. So honestly, man, like we were going to play and then let's just hang out. Let's just hang out and be with everyone. Of course, you're going to be working the glory hole all
yes,
day.
Yes, but that's right. They have the fire pit there. I mean,
there it was. Yep. Glory hole.
If you aren't a golfer but want to stop by, you certainly can do that and just hang out.
Come on down.
We'll have food. By the clubhouse and see us. And, you know, it should be a good time had by all. This is a... We've scaled it down a little bit. Obviously, we're kind of doing it ourselves this year. And
DIY, baby.
Yeah, we appreciate them allowing us to do this. Uh-huh. And hopefully, if it goes well, we will continue into the future. But this is a bit of an experiment for us.
Excited
it, man. We're just, we're not doing it to try to make many money ourselves. We, if it's too much for you to cost, it's $170 per person.
Yep.
That includes the golf, the cart, the prizes, the food, the beverage. And, you know, covering the course costs and hopefully we'll have some left over enough to give the charitable element as well. We just don't want to, necessarily come up, you know, a few thousand short or anything.
So yeah, correct.
Hopefully, if it's for you, we would love to see you out there. So
no doubt.
Looking forward to it. June 19th, a little over a month away. The Ben and Woods Open, third annual ish. And we say ish because
the first one
we didn't like November, and then we skipped all the way through a year and then did one in April. And now we're doing it in June. So you can't really say you're doing something annually when you go November, not at all, April, and June.
Yeah, but annual-ish.
It's the third annual-ish Ben and Woods Open.
So yeah, go sign up, please. Looking forward to hanging out with all of you guys. And if you don't golf and want to come hang out, please do that as well.
Speaking of prizes, we've got Take on Woods coming up here in a couple of minutes. Need a contestant to get on the line. Win that Carl's Jr. gift card, $25 gift card here at the end of the week. 833-288-0973 for a musical trivia game. 833-288-0973. Speaking of golf, I watched a little bit. Xander Schauffele.
Please explain what happened to him yesterday.
So I saw the highlight of the ball he blasted way to the right, right by like the fence. And I guess he got a favorable kick and a ruling and was able to save his round. It could have been like an easy double bogey that he was over there.
And people were mad.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, they have rules officials. It's not like, you know, you and me arguing about, should I get a drop here or not in a friendly round. There's a PGA Tour official who's going to make the call. And you may not agree with the call or disagree with the call, but Xander has to live by whatever they say. They gave him the favorable ruling where he got the drop and he was able to save his hole. Shot a 7-under 64. He's got a 3-shot lead in the Wells Fargo Championship, which is one of those elevated events. It's the week before the PGA Championship. Got Rory McIlroy on his heels, Colin Morikawa. But Xander is, even though he's still ranked number 4 in the world, he's an unbelievable player. He has not won in almost 2 years.
I know, man. He's got to win
like
more,
summer
man.
Of 2022, the Scottish Open's the last time he actually won a PGA Tour event. So he's kind of been in the... I mean, he finishes top 10 all the time.
He's in the chamber, though,
never
man.
In the winner's circle.
That's
it's
got
to be very frustrating to be one of the elite golfers of the world, one of the best in your field, and never get to win.
No doubt.
So, you know, he's got a nice little cushion here. 3-shot, now 3 rounds to go. A lot can happen, but playing well, heading into the second major of the year. Looking forward to Xander Schauffele hopefully getting off the schneid after a couple of years this week.
Well, and he's an Aztec for life.
Yep.
Speaking of Aztecs for life, one of our most beloved tier ones, Caitlin, is graduating SDSU today. She DM'd me last night, and I said, yeah, I'd be happy to wish you a happy. I mean, I'd actually, Caitlin, if I were you, I'd just stay in college. I did it 7-8 years as a blast. Get out into the real world, and it's not so much fun anyway. It's like I tell my 6-year-old, don't try to grow up so fast, kid. It's really fun. You get people wiping your own butt for you.
Lots
like
of people go to college for 7 years.
Yes, yeah, doctors, right? But Caitlin, congratulations to you. It's quite a achievement. It is.
You didn't get your PhD or
I did not.
MD, though, in your
no,
7 years.
No, I think no. I did not get any advanced degree. Just your old simple arts in English, and I was happy with that, but it took a minute, so congratulations.
Congratulations, Caitlin.
You.
Yeah, I think they're having the big graduation ceremony. What do you remember from your SDSU graduation, Paul?
Sorry,
who was the speaker at your SDSU graduation?
Carl Weathers. Rest in peace.
No, I
would just have him every
don't
year.
Don't remember who was the speaker? No. Where was it? Was it a VA Haas?
Yeah, it was a VA Haas.
Yeah.
I think, or sometimes they go to a Petco Park now.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's
cool.
They have so many students now.
A lot at VA Haas.
I mean, you have like separate
different schools.
Different departments. Schools
different
have
departments
their own
the
graduation, and there's one sometimes big one for the entire class.
I don't know where USD has theirs. Is it at their football stadium?
No idea. I didn't walk in mine.
You didn't?
No, I left. Not walking.
See, now I went to a much smaller college. Yeah. We only had a graduating class of about 400.
It took 15 minutes.
Felt like a high school graduation. It was very, very simple, pretty efficient.
My high school class was just over 200 people. Tiny.
660 in my graduating class in high school.
Shelley, my wife's high school class was like 14 people. There's a little tiny, tiny town in Washington.
She is.
Almost. I mean, that's almost ridiculously small. All right, I see some people calling in. Let's get to today's game. It's time to take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
Woods.
Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes and you don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. I see Robert calling in today. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
This Robert?
Yes.
No, sorry. Different Robert. No, yes, this Robert.
Oh.
How are you doing, Robert?
Yes.
You are
I didn't know you knew my name. That's fantastic. I'm doing well.
Yeah, we've got
caller ID.
I mean, would you like me to call you Bob or Rob? I mean, I...
Well, my mom still calls me Robbie, but I'll go with Robert.
All right, Robert, you are in. You are playing for this week's final $25 gift card to Carl's Jr. The El Diablo Burger is back at Carl's Jr. for, no, not a limited time, for eternity, with a potato bun, charbroiled beef, a spicy habanero sauce, bacon, jalapeno popper bites, pepper jack cheese, and jalapenos. Try it now. Here are your categories. We've got Double Trouble. Those are five bands with double words in their name. A View to a Killer, all of those questions and answers revolve around the word killer. And our new category is Clean as a Whistle. You might remember earlier in this week us whistling songs. These are all songs that feature a signature part with a whistle, and we'll give you that signature part. You're going to have to identify the song in all five of those. So Double Trouble, A View to a Killer, or Clean as a Whistle. Robert, what would you like to play?
Ooh, I think I will try Clean as a
Whistle. Oh, all right.
I like it.
Again, it's an all 2 second song category, but this time every song features a signature part that is whistled, and that's the part you're going to hear. Pauly has broken them all down, so you'll have 60 seconds to give as many of the five as possible. Don't forget, Robert, though, to score the point, you need to give me both the song title and the artist to get the full point there. So, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right. The
Come
category
on,
Clean as a Whistle. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, Robert. Let's take on Woods.
Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin.
Correct. Song number two.
Centerfold, John or Jay Giles Band.
Correct. Song number three.
Ooh, pass.
Song number four.
Is that Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding?
That is. Yeah. Good song number five. Very good.
Never heard of it.
All right, getting a little tougher. Go back to number three. See if we can...
I feel like Foster the People.
Yep.
What's the song?
But...
Oh!
Robert, you did well. You got three and a half there. You got the older ones. The newer ones a little bit gave you trouble. Not the Foster the People's new anymore. But don't worry, be happy. Bobby McFerrin, Centerfold, Jay Giles Band, Pumped Up Kicks is the song title by Foster the People. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, and Tighten Up by the Black Keys was the last one. See how Woods does. Let's bring him in. Hang on the line, Robert. We'll see if your score holds up. Tie is always good here.
What the hell? I saw you clapping in here.
What the hell's
fun? Well, it's a fun category. You're going to realize it right away because it was something we were talking about this week. All 2 second songs again. So you need the title and the artist to score the point. 60 seconds on the clock, Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Robert.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Correct. Song number two.
Oh, that's Centerfold by Jay Giles Band.
Correct. Song number three.
Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Correct. Song number four.
That's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Correct. Song number five.
That is the Black Keys, Tighten Up.
Oh! Wow. Perfect five for five! And by a 5-3 score, Woods takes down Robert today. Robert, well played. You can try again later this month. I think we're going to have a new Vegas prize next week. But Woods finishes the week on a strong note and clean as a whistle.
Love it. Absolutely fantastic.
The crazy thing was...
You know what? I'm in a good mood. Robert, hang on the line. We'll get you the 25.
Give me that.
Just the last one.
He did well.
Last one?
He did well.
Big weekend for the Padres. Right. Good vibes.
Good karma.
Yeah, we do.
Good vibes.
Nothing says good karma like Carl's Jr.
The irony is, what was the song we were whistling?
It was Winds of Change.
Well, yeah. So the irony is, I already had that category
in the chamber
when we were doing that,
but it didn't include
Winds of Change, which is, I was going, why didn't I have Winds of Change in there? But
there is no way.
I had.
What was it called? Whistling Dixie?
Clean as the whistle.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. What a great category that was.
Speaking of fantastic, the audio we've got for you on Don't Do This.
Oh, yeah.
From last night's post-game NBA news conference. Never heard this one before. That's for sure.
Well,
not in this context.
I've heard it.
This has happened before.
Just not in that setting. I've heard it.
Got to be very careful.
It's coming up next after traffic on 97.3 The Fam.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You got a break?
You idiot.
That's pretty good.
Moron.
You're a dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thekrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. That'd be great for a Friday. Go to thekrafttaco.com.
Delicious.
All right, before we get to the audio, just an update since we haven't really covered it this week. Rashee Rice has been a...
stay hot, buddy.
A real strong Don't Do This all-star candidate this offseason. He's involved in the six-car crash in Dallas in March that left seven people injured. Like, both of them were his cars. He was driving one of them. He fled from the scene. He's facing charges there. Now, this week... I saw the story earlier in the week, but we got some details yesterday. So he's a suspect in an alleged assault that injured a man at a Dallas nightclub. Now, reports are from the Dallas Morning News that officers
here
were dispatched here in Dallas early Monday morning. A man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, including swelling on one side of his face. Apparently, they're saying Rashee Rice slugged a photographer that was there. That's part of the, at least, accusations that are being flown. Again, when you're already in a giant spotlight for messing up, and your lawyer has already admitted you have messed up. I mean, they've said, he totally, this was on him.
He almost killed himself. He almost killed a bunch of people.
He has admitted doing it. He's now going to face the music on that.
You dodged a bullet, and the bullet being that you didn't die and you didn't kill anyone else. So you dodged that bullet. You'd think, all right, I got to dial it in a little bit. Got to dial it
lay
in.
Lay low, at least.
Lay low.
Stay home for a while.
Yeah.
And no, right back in
the
news.
Right back out there.
And, you know, everything's in front of him. Just had his rookie season, was important, key, should only be getting better. He's got Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. He's won a Super Bowl.
Jeez,
he's got the world as his oyster, you know, right there in front of him. And he is threatening to throw it all the way in just one offseason.
Yeah,
here.
Like in like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man?
So, wow.
Yeah, dude, stay home. Don't punch people. And that, what do they always say? Bad things happen after midnight. You know, just get your ass home, sit there.
Early Monday morning, too.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Well, this is this will go down in the Don't Do This Hall of Fame, certainly. Luka Doncic and the Mavericks battled back last night. Luka had a monster game and was able to beat the Timberwolves to even the series at 1-1. Great, great story. So he goes up to the table in his post-game presser. And somebody's going to ask him a question. I'll just play you the audio. I'll let it speak.
Thunder, beat the Thunder.
I'm sorry, the Thunder. Yeah. What did I say? The Timberwolves.
That's
sorry,
okay. They
the
play tonight.
This is what happened in the press room.
Listen. We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? okay.
Okay,
moving on.
So he's sitting at like a table with a microphone. There's reporters, chairs.
Yeah,
I assume it's just one of those kind of medium little sized rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that sound? Could you hear the sound over your radios out there?
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
You can hear that. Somebody was asking a question, and in the couple rows behind them,
what happened?
Somebody opened their phone, and they had closed their phone. They were
watching.
You
know this?
Yes.
Don't think there was an adjacent room where something was was going down?
No, no. That is a clear, clear example of somebody forgetting to close the tab.
That's a don't do this
on their phone, opening up their phone to, you know, maybe get to their list of questions. And oh, I forgot to X out of X videos.
Or turn the volume down.
Turn the volume down. I had Corn Tub opened and I left it open. And here's the. You know how sometimes your phone does have a bit of a life of its own? It happens to us on the air. You'll be bloviating about something, and I'll open my phone, and Instagram's on. It's like, hey, did you see the new TikTok?
I have to remember to turn the volume down on my laptop every morning. Because a pop-up ad will come up, and then I'll hear it, and you'll hear it over the microphone.
Corn tub.
Hopefully not on this work computer
that I
use.
Just about one more time. One more.
We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball, and our energy was great.
What do you think?
Okay. This is the best press conference ever.
So
someone's really enjoying good press conference.
Going to more press conferences.
I can't imagine the panic,
the fear. Like you have to leave, right? You just
you. I think you
turn
play
in your credential.
No, I think you play it off like wasn't me.
Looking around,
who the hell was that? Somebody, hey, what are we doing here? It was, and Luca found it very hard to hide his laughter. He put his head down. And was like, oh my God. So, yeah, somebody left their phone. It's, it's just not something that it can happen to everybody. Just mind your P's and Q's, okay?
I got a doo-doo this for the same game.
D-D mega doo-doo.
Well, there is a doo-doo this, but it's more of a question for you two. So at the game, they had the old promotion where a Thunder fan came down, hit a half-court shot, win twice.
Yeah.
Guy nailed it. Everybody went nuts. But, of course, the Thunder ended up losing the game. Not that one has to do with the other. But my question to both of you. You're going to a playoff game for your favorite team. Would you rather, A, win $20,000 at said game and have your team lose? Or, B, not win any money, but your team wins the game?
Team wins the game.
Really?
Yeah.
$20,000.
$20,000. I think. All right, let's make it personal. Game 7 of the World Series.
It's no-brainer.
Padres.
That changes everything.
Then is that change the equation? Would
yes.
you rather win $20,000 or see your team win the game?
Yeah.
You'd give up. It's not like you're paying
$20,000. It's not out of your
pocket. It's just you didn't win the $20,000 that you would have won otherwise.
I will say, if you asked me to pay, I would figure out a way.
You
guaranteed.
Would
yeah,
you
guaranteed.
Would pay to guarantee.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I mean, that's a weird, like... That guy's pretty stoked. He won that $20,000.
And he didn't have to make that choice. They didn't
there's
say,
no choice. But
hey, you take this, we lose the game.
But also, like, there's still time in that series.
Yes,
you know what
is.
I mean?
They're still favored in,
they're
that,
still favored in that series.
Stub their toe. They probably will still win the series. That's what I'd be thinking this game, too.
It begs the...
I think I'll still win. I'll take the $20,000.
It does beg the question of emotional insurance. You know, when you bet against your team, which I don't really like doing... You bet
really?
Against. I don't. I do not like.
But you
betting.
Do it anyway.
I
you
have.
Don't like doing it.
No, no. But
you
I have.
Do it.
Yeah, but it's one of those deals. When you lose, you're like, it's the best $100 I've ever lost. I do it with the Irish a lot. The Irish. I'll bet against the Irish, and there's always these big spreads. And I'm like, have you watched Notre Dame play? So I'll bet. You know, I'll take the points in the other team, and then if the Irish win, I'm like, all right, it's worth $100. And if they lose, I'm like, all right, sucks they lost, but at least I won.
Speaking of spreads, quickly, usually bookmakers pretty good at the odds. So in the other game last night,
I saw this.
Celtics were favored by 23 points.
I saw 24.
24. It ended up being a 24-point game. They were absolutely right. Except it was the Cavs who won by 24.
That's unreal.
It was the biggest win for a double-digit underdog in like 40 years in the NBA playoffs or something like that. They were underdogs by 24, and they won by 24
that
points.
That is unbelievable.
They don't get it wrong that often.
That's not even wrong. That's not. We missed by a couple here and there.
Celtics just decided, you know what? We don't need to win this one.
Bananas.
And the Cavs were unbelievably hot. You could see the Celtics in the second half just go, yeah, we're not winning this one. Let's save our energy for Game 3 when we go back home.
It's unbelievable.
That is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Paul, now, what were you doing over there?
Are you sure you weren't at the press conference, Ben?
Here in Dallas?
Out of the three of us.
I could have been, since I am here in Dallas.
And you love
actually,
basketball.
I think it was in Oklahoma City, actually.
Out of the three of us, though, anybody that's going to be at a press conference, it's most likely going to be you.
Usually.
I don't know. I was listening back to that audio again, and I thought I heard you.
We were open shot, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you
I've never been more disgusted in my whole life. She's hit your face with the mic? Oh, my God. Are you okay? Is that a lip or a tooth?
There's a tooth. Because laughing.
Oh, my.
Just hit my face on the microphone.
Please pull that video. I have to see this live.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
Those are laughter noises. Those are my those are my laughing noises.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was Ben's laughter. He's
I don't know that anything we play grosses me out as much as that.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
I need a shower right now. I just started to pour sweat, dude. Oh, I can't believe you chipped your tooth on the mic. What if you have a dead tooth now? Oh, boy. How do we top that? This is one of those moments where you should be like, we're done for the day. We'll see you Monday.
I actually think we might, because we have a tier.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
That's a Hall of Famer right there.
In what is a perfect segue, yeah. In our next segment, we are going to be joined by Tier 1 Kevin, who heard a Rindle Report story the other day and said, I must share with you.
It's one of those things. He listens like a couple days behind. He DM'd us yesterday on the Ben and Woods account. He goes, can I please call in? And I read why he was calling, and I go, you better.
It's unbelievable.
Remember the all-nude cruise?
The nude cruise.
Well, Kevin has, he's been on one.
It's not just nude either.
Correct.
That's coming up next on a Friday. A fun Friday and very a Friar fun. Friday on San Diego's number one sports station and other things that start with S. 93.7 The Fan.
Or 93.7.
I'm off.
Yeah. It's fun.
Do we have any tier one dentists out there who can check on Woods and my teeth?
Yeah, forgot I chipped mine earlier playing the harp this morning.
And I hit mine on the microphone in our last segment, convulsing with laughter again. There we go.
I'm getting better. Getting much better.
You are.
Like the Eddie Van Halen of the harp.
A little low there. There you go. All right. We're all set. Don't forget, we got our signups out for the Ben and Woods Open, third annual-ish. We'd love to see you out at Goat Hill Park on June 19th. We're going to check traffic, and when we come back, we're going to revisit a story from the Rindle Report earlier this week about a nude cruise and a real-life experience from a Tier 1 on something similar. That's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fam. So we all decided earlier this week when Paulie told us the story that you can, if you so desire, if it is one of your lifestyle choices, that you can now sign up to go on a all nude cruise of the Caribbean. Wasn't it? It was the Caribbean, right, Paulie?
I believe it was. Does it really matter?
Yes.
Well, I want it to be somewhere warm. Yeah, I don't want to go on the Alaskan all nude cruise for sure.
It doesn't really matter.
It does.
It's an all nude cruise.
If it's, 45 degrees out on the boat, it's not a great spot to be nude. It's much better to be all nude in a nice warm climate.
Let's just keep your clothes on a cruise.
That's
how about
fine
that?
Too.
Yeah.
Now, there were some rules, like at the buffet, you had to wear your clothes.
Yes.
At the captain's address,
yes.
You had to wear your clothes.
So. Yes.
But otherwise, it was, be free, be yourself.
Yeah, do your thing.
On your all-nude cruise.
Let it all hang out.
Literally.
So do we want to read any of the message that we received or just go right to Tier 1 Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I got yesterday, I was answering DMs on Ben and Woods, and I can't find it, so just put him on.
Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how's it going this morning?
It's going good, man. So what, you were a day or so behind. You heard the story of the all-nude cruise, and you DM'd me yesterday and said, I got to call in. You basically tell everybody what happened with you.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying that I did not seek out said nude cruise. I have the good fortune of playing in a band that we travel all around the country, and occasionally we do cruises. So our agent says, they got this cruise coming up, but it's a swingers cruise. So I don't know if you guys would be into that.
Oh.
And we're like, Yeah, sure. Let's give it a shot. Why not?
A gig is a gig. Yeah, a gig is a gig.
Well, you don't have to participate, obviously. You're just there to play music and be one of the staffers on the cruise, essentially.
Yeah. Well, so, like, we were, like, the headline act. So we did two shows. One night we did a rock show, and then the second night we did a Bon Jovi tribute.
But, yes.
So we get about a mile out to sea, and they say, well, in another 2 miles, clothing is optional for the duration of the trip. And we're like, okay, all right.
So you knew it was
this is not weird.
You knew it was a swingers cruise, but you also, like, you thought, hey, you guys are going to do this in the privacy of your own
state
suites
room.
And stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Not just but you could take your clothes off willy-nilly.
Yes, and so we're on the top of the deck. We get 3 miles out. I'm standing with the rest of the band, and then things just go haywire. And so the first night we played cool because nobody knows who we are because we hadn't performed yet. The second night we played our first show, and all of a sudden everybody knows the band. So people are coming up to us, specifically one guy went by BDB, Big D Bobby.
Big D Bobby, and of course.
Big D Bobby, yes, and he bought us all drinks. And his girlfriend was in a wheelchair, and we were all feeling bad for her. Like, this poor girl's in a wheelchair for this cruise. And she starts talking to us, and she had a sex-related injury the first night with BDB. And that's why she was in a wheelchair.
I mean, the guy, it's in the name. I mean, you don't call yourself that unless you can injure somebody and put them in a wheelchair. Holy smokes!
Yeah, so, I'm curious. So were you, I'd assume you remained clothed, you know, in like public areas during the cruise, or did you just decide, hey, when in Rome, we've got to join in, or it's going to be weird if we're in our clothes and everybody else is not?
That is a great question. I did remain clothed in all public areas.
How awkward is that when you're clothed, though, and everyone else is not?
You know what? These people were so cool. They were just, like, the nicest, most receptive people.
They'd have
like,
to be.
Loved the show. Yeah, of course.
Right?
Like, a ton of fun. Loved the show. But we do have one member in our band that's a little hippy-dippy, likes to kind of dip her toes in the water. And she was up there doing naked yoga on the deck.
What's the name of your band again? Check you guys out.
Be very careful to not mention the name of the band. Nor the crew, but I will tell you guys that it was a major cruise line, but there's a what they call a lifestyles organization that books out on this cruise line, and then they just have these sex cruises. There were like seminars on how to do certain sexual activities.
Right.
There were quote unquote playrooms. Yes, yes, of course.
Playrooms.
There were playrooms.
What happens in there?
So imagine like 50 beds, all lights are out, and you can walk through this because part of the thing is some of these guys, they like to be watched. So us as the band is kind of walking through this, and people are just going to town on all these beds, and you're seeing it all.
That is
so. Hang on. You walk into a big, like a ballroom or whatever, and there's just 50 mattresses in there.
50 mattresses, satin sheet kind of like covers around the bed, yes, and just going to town. But the funniest part is we just got done playing our second show, the Bon Jovi show, and they were like, okay, let's just go walk through the playroom. And this is the cruise director was the one encouraging us to do all this.
Of course.
He's like, just go walk through the playroom. You know, it'll be a good experience for you guys.
Totally.
So walking through, and there's a couple performing a sexual act. And the woman looks up and goes, hey, guys, the band is here. Check it out. It's Bon Jovi.
Oh, my God. And oh, my God.
And he goes right back into it.
Ah, they're here. The band is here. No wonder they went on strike.
Yeah.
How long total?
Great experience.
How long total were you out at sea?
Five very long nights.
I don't even know. I'm assuming the money was pretty good.
The money was fantastic. Yeah,
that's good.
But you know, we've done cruises before, and it's like you have to be super by the book,
yeah.
And you know, watch your P's and Q's.
Not that one.
This one, the cruise director comes up, he's like, "Hey, you guys just do whatever the heck you want to, just have a ball." Well,
watch your P's and Q's, also your T's and A's.
This guy was so proud. I could see it land in 100%. His head. Oh, dude, what a great call!
Thank you for sharing that story with us.
That was amazing.
My takeaway is, though, as he said, everybody's super nice and kind.
Cool.
And I mean, you'd have to be. If you were naked all the time, you can't also be a giant jerk to everyone and just constantly be complaining and criticizing while you're in the nude.
You're nude. You can't yell at me. How about Bobby, by the way? Oh, ma'am, are you okay? Yeah, he put me in a wheelchair last night.
That's something out of a... like out of a comedic movie.
100%. Oh gosh, are you fine? Nah, I mean, look who I'm with. Well, I guess it stands to reason. Mm. I loved every second of that story and that. The room, though, is what I'll be thinking about.
I would not have gone into that room.
So
even though I was invited by the cruise director himself or herself.
Right, let me ask you this: you wouldn't want to at least just see it once.
If you're on the cruise,
you have to. You got 5 nights there.
You've already seen stuff you don't want
to
see.
Now, you know I'd force him to go in that room with me. I'm like, we're doing a walk.
We can link arms.
When they invite Ben and Woods to do shows on the cruise, and we're doing our show in the morning, and then they invite us to check out the cruise, you'd make me go into the playroom. Just the idea of just 50 beds just lined up all next to each other.
Is just a barracks with satin sheets, though, on the bed. I mean, you have to see it. Your morbid curiosity would take over. You'd have to walk through there, and you're like, oh, this is really, really something.
I don't even think I'd think twice about at least walking through.
One time, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the problem would be is if, Paulie, where's Ben? We got to start the show. Oh, no. He's in the room again. He's in the room again. Ben, are you in
the... Did you check the playroom?
Did you check the playroom? Yeah, you'd be afraid you'd lose somebody to that. But Kevin, thank you so, so much for that. I love every second of that. That's best of right there, buddy. You'll be hearing that again down the road. That was amazing.
This is what happens, Padres, when you take a day off.
Yeah.
We could have been talking about yesterday's game for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, enjoy your day off, guys.
Breaking down, you know, inning by inning, Mike Schilt's bullpen decisions again. But instead, they decided, you know what, we don't need to play on a Thursday. Let's all take a day off.
Yeah.
Leave Ben and Woods to talk about sex cruises and weird noises at press conferences. Yeah. And I get it. This has been probably our most adult show maybe that we've ever done so far.
Hey, listen.
Toeing the line today.
All we do is just present the news that is in front of us. That's it. So, sorry about it. Not really.
No. All right, we got a big second half of our program coming up. We actually will talk some baseball for the diehard, the purists, the people who are shaking their heads at this moment. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue is going to join us at 8 o'clock. For our weekly conversation about what's going on in the Grand Ole Game, brought to you by Grand Ole Barbecue. And then at 9 o'clock on a Friar Friday, we will chat with the skipper, Mike Schilt, back home to open a 6-game homestand against the Dodgers and the Rockies. Next 10 games are pretty important. I said this week 3-3, and I think I heard Craig and Annie talking about it yesterday. Next 10, you know, 5-5 is a great goal with 4 against the Braves after this 6-game homestand against the Dodgers and the Rockies. Obviously, you'd like to get hopefully all of them against the Rockies. You already biffed 2 of them up in Colorado. You can't keep losing to the Rockies. But, you know, at that point, you know, just make sure that you take a couple of those other games. Go at least 5-5, maybe even 6-4, have a winning week. And you're making good progress. It's slow. But you're also eating and churning away some of these games against the tougher teams in the National League. More than half of your games against the Dodgers, all your games against the Cubs, yep. More than half of your games against the Braves, half of your games against the Brewers. Those will all be done in the next 10 days. And you will, while the schedule doesn't get easy, you will have some of the hardest games behind you already 2 months into the year.
Stick around. Just hang around. Hang around. That's it. That's all you got to do right now. I mean, I'd love more. I would absolutely love more, Benny. I don't want to get greedy, though. Just hang around. Stay in the hunt. In the West. Stay in the hunt and do your very best to, you know, like you said, steal one here and there, but just you can't you can't go down the drain right now.
That's the tough one. You know, it's good that the Padres have been playing some good baseball. They need to keep that up because they're going up against teams like when they were against the Phillies. You don't bring your A game. All of a sudden, you're back in a 3-4-5-game losing streak again. When you face teams like this, you got to bring your A game, and that gives you a chance to split or maybe win a series against tougher teams like the Dodgers and the Braves. And lately, the Padres have been, I think we've seen their A game, or at least close to their A game the last couple of weeks, or at least the last week or so. Maybe, you know, the real A game involves Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts performing a little bit better, but they're certainly getting closer to that. All right, we'll talk more baseball on a Friday with Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. That is coming up next. Hour number 3 of Ben and Woods ahead on 97.3 The Fan. Do we have any Tier 1 dentists out there who can check on Woods and my teeth?
Yeah, forgot I chipped mine earlier playing the harp this morning.
When I hit mine on the microphone in our last segment, convulsing with laughter again. There we go.
I'm getting better. Getting much better.
You are.
Like the Eddie Van Halen of the harp.
A little low there. There you go. All right, we're all set. Don't forget, we got our sign-ups out for the Ben and Woods Open, third annual-ish. We'd love to see you out at Goat Hill Park on June 19th. We're going to check traffic, and when we come back, we're going to revisit a story from the Rindle Report earlier this week about a nude cruise and a real-life experience from a Tier 1 on something similar. That's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fam. So we all decided earlier this week when Polly told us the story that you can, if you so desire, if it is you know, one of your lifestyle choices, that you can now sign up to go on a all-nude cruise of the Caribbean. It was the Caribbean, right, Polly?
Does it really matter?
Yes.
Well, I want to go somewhere warm. Yeah, I don't want to go on the Alaskan all-nude cruise for sure. It
doesn't really matter.
It does.
It's an all-nude cruise.
If it's, you know, 45 degrees out on the boat, it's not a great spot to be nude. It's much better to be all nude in a nice warm climate.
Let's just keep your clothes on a cruise.
That's
how about
fine,
that?
Too.
Yeah.
Now, there were some rules, like at the buffet, you had to wear your clothes.
Yes. Yes.
At the captain's address, yes, you had to wear your clothes.
So. Yes.
But otherwise, it was, you know, be free, be yourself.
Yeah, do your thing.
On your all-nude cruise.
Let it all hang out.
Literally.
So do we want to read any of the message that we received or just go right to Tier 1 Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was answering DMs on Ben and Woods, and I can't find it, so just put him on.
Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how's it going this morning?
It's going good, man. So what, you were a day or so behind. You heard the story of the all-nude cruise, and you DM'd me yesterday and said, I got to call in. You basically, tell everybody what happened with you.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying that I did not seek out said nude cruise. I have the good fortune of playing in a band that we travel all around the country, and occasionally we do cruises. So our agent says, oh, they got this cruise coming up, but it's a swingers cruise. So I don't know if you guys would be into that.
Oh.
And we're like, yeah, sure. Let's give it a shot. Why not?
Gig is a gig. Yeah, a gig is a gig.
Have to participate, obviously. You're just there to play music.
Correct.
And be one of the staffers on the cruise, essentially.
Yeah. Well, so like we were like the headline act. So we did two shows. One night we did a rock show, and then the second night we did a Bon Jovi tribute.
But, yes.
So we get about a mile out to sea, and they say, well, in another 2 miles, clothing is optional for the duration of the trip. And we're like, okay, all right.
So you knew it was
this is not weird.
You knew it was a swingers cruise, but you also, like, you thought, hey, you guys are going to do this in the privacy of your own
state
suites
room.
And stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Not just but you could take your clothes off willy-nilly.
Yes, and so we're on the top of the deck. We get 3 miles out. I'm standing with the rest of the band, and then things just go haywire. And so the first night we play cool because nobody knows who we are because we hadn't performed yet. The second night we played our first show, and all of a sudden everybody knows the band. So people are coming up to us, specifically one guy went by BDB, Big D Bobby,
and of course.
Big D Bobby, yes, and he bought us all drinks, and his girlfriend was in a wheelchair, and we were all feeling bad for her, like, this poor girl's in a wheelchair for this cruise. and she starts talking to us, and she had a sex-related injury the first night with DDV, and that's why she was in a wheelchair.
I mean, the guy, it's in the name. I mean, you don't call yourself that unless you can injure somebody and put them in a wheelchair. Holy smokes!
Yeah, so, I'm curious. So, were you, I'd assume, you remained clothed, you know, in, like, public areas during the cruise, or did you just decide, hey, when in Rome, we've got to join in, or it's going to be weird if we're in our clothes and everybody else is not?
That is a great question. I did remain clothed in all public areas.
How awkward is that when you're clothed, though, and everyone else is not?
You know what? These people were so cool. They were just, like, the nicest, most receptive people.
They'd have
like,
to be.
Loved the show. Of course.
Right?
Like, a ton of fun. Loved the show. But we do have one member in our band that's a little hippy-dippy, like the kind of dip her toes in the water. And she was up there doing naked yoga on the deck.
What's the name of your band again? Check you guys out.
Be very careful to not mention the name of the band. But I will tell you guys that it was a major cruise line, but there's what they call a lifestyles organization that books out on this cruise line, and then they just have these sex cruises. There were like seminars on how to do certain sexual activities.
Right.
There were quote unquote playrooms. Yes, yes, of course.
Playrooms.
There were playrooms.
What happens in there?
So imagine like 50 beds, all lights are out, and you can walk through this because part of the thing is some of these guys, they like to be watched. So us as the band is kind of walking through this, and people are just going to town on all these beds, and you're seeing it all.
That is
so. Hang on. You walk into a big, like a ballroom or whatever, and there's just 50 mattresses in there.
50 mattresses, satin sheet, kind of like covers around the bed. Yes, and just going to town. But the funniest part is we just got done playing our second show. It was the Bon Jovi show, and they were like, okay, let's just go walk through the playroom. And this is the cruise director was the one encouraging us to do all this.
Of course.
He's like, just go walk through the playroom. You know, it'll be a good experience for you guys.
Totally.
So walking through, and there's a couple performing a sexual act. And the woman looks up and goes, hey, guys, the band is here. Check it out. It's Bon Jovi.
Oh, my God. And oh, my God.
And he goes right back into it.
Ah, they're here. The band is here. No wonder they went on strike.
Yeah.
How long total were you out at sea?
Five very long nights.
I don't even know. The money, I'm assuming the money was pretty good.
The money was fantastic.
That's good.
But you know, we've done cruises before, and it's like you have to be super by the book,
yeah.
And you know, watch your P's and Q's.
Not
and
that
then
one.
This one, the cruise director comes up, he's like, "Hey, you guys just do whatever the heck you want to, just have a ball, well,
watch your P's and Q's, also your T's and A's."
This guy was so proud. I could see it land in
100%.
His head. Oh, dude, what a great
call! Thank you for sharing that story
that was
with
amazing.
Us. My takeaway is, though, as he said, everybody's super nice and kind.
Cool.
And I mean, you'd have to be. If you were naked all the time, you can't also be a giant jerk to everyone and just constantly be complaining and criticizing while you're in the nude.
You're nude. You can't yell at me. How about Bobby, by the way? Oh, ma'am, are you okay? Yeah, he put me in a wheelchair last night.
That's something out of a... out of a comedic movie.
100%. Oh gosh, are you fine? Nah, I mean, look who I'm with. Well, I guess it stands to reason. Mm. I loved every second of that story and that. The room, though, is what I'll be thinking about.
I would
for the
not
rest.
Have gone into that room.
So
even though I was invited by the cruise director himself or herself.
Let me ask you this: you didn't want, you wouldn't want to at least just see it once.
If you're on the cruise,
if
you have
there,
to.
You got 5 nights there.
You've already seen stuff you don't want to see.
Now, you know I'd force him to go in that room with me. I'm like, we're doing a walk.
We can link arms.
When they invite Ben and Woods to do shows on the cruise, and we're doing our show in the morning, and then they invite us to check out the cruise, you'd make me go into the playroom. I just, just the idea of just 50 beds just lined up all next to each
like
other.
A is
just
a barracks with satin sheets, though, on the bed. I mean, you have to see it. You have, like, your morbid curiosity would take over. You'd have to walk through there, and you're like, oh, this is really, really something.
I don't even think I'd think twice about it, at least walking through.
One time, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the problem would be, is if, Paulie, where's Ben? We got to start the show. Oh, no. He's in the room again. He's in the room again. Ben, are
you
in
the... Did you check the playroom?
Did you check the playroom? Yeah, that's... You'd be afraid you'd lose somebody to that. But I... Kevin, thank you so, so much for that. I love, every second of that. That's best of right there, buddy. You'll be hearing that again down the road. That was amazing.
This is what happens, Padres, when you take a day off.
Yeah.
We could have been talking about yesterday's game the last 2 hours.
Yeah, enjoy your day off, guys.
Breaking down, you know, inning by inning, Mike Schilt's bullpen decisions again. But instead, they decided, you know what, we don't need to play on a Thursday. Let's all take a day off.
Yeah.
And leave Ben and Woods to talk about sex cruises and weird noises at press conferences. Yeah. And I get it. This has been probably our most adult show maybe that we've ever done so far.
Hey, listen.
Toeing the line today.
All we do is just present the news that is in front of us. That's it. So, sorry about it. Not really.
No. All right, we got a big second half of our program coming up. We actually will talk some baseball for the diehard, the purists, the people who are shaking their heads at this moment. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue is going to join us at 8 o'clock. For our weekly conversation about what's going on in the Grand Ole Game, brought to you by Grand Ole Barbecue. And then at 9 o'clock on a Friar Friday, we will chat with the skipper, Mike Schilt, back home to open a 6-game homestand against the Dodgers and the Rockies. Next 10 games are pretty important. I said this week 3-3, and I think I heard Craig and Annie talking about it yesterday. Next 10, you know, 5-5 is a great goal with 4 against the Braves after this 6-game homestand against the Dodgers and the Rockies. Obviously, you'd like to get hopefully all of them against the Rockies. You already biffed 2 of them up in Colorado. You can't keep losing to the Rockies. But, you know, at that point, you know, just make sure that you take a couple of those other games. Go at least 5-5, maybe even 6-4, have a winning week. And you're making good progress. It's slow. But you're also eating and churning away some of these games against the tougher teams in the National League. More than half of your games against the Dodgers, all your games against the Cubs, yep. More than half of your games against the Braves, half of your games against the Brewers. Those will all be done in the next 10 days. And you will, while the schedule doesn't get easy, you will have some of the hardest games behind you already 2 months into the year.
Stick around. Just hang around. Hang around. That's it. That's all you got to do right now. I mean, I'd love more. I would absolutely love more, yeah. Benny. I don't want to get greedy, though. Just hang around. Stay in the hunt. In the West. Stay in the hunt and do your very best to, you know, like you said, steal one here and there, but just you can't go down the drain
right now.
That's the tough one.
You know, it's good that the Padres have been playing some good baseball. They need to keep that up because they're going up against teams like when they were against the Phillies. You don't bring your A game, all of a sudden you're back in a 3-4-5 game losing streak again. When you face teams like this, you got to bring your A game, and that gives you a chance to split or maybe win a series against tougher teams like the Dodgers and the Braves. And lately, the Padres have been, I think we've seen their A game, or at least close to their A game the last couple of weeks, or at least the last week or so. Maybe, you know, the real A game involves Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts performing a little bit better, but they're certainly getting closer to that. All right, we'll talk more baseball on a Friday with Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. That is coming up next. Hour number 3 of Ben and Woods ahead on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.